Now, today's afternoon play arose out of an encounter on a train. A writer met an actress. She told him she was pregnant and complained about how few parts there were for people in her condition. The writer got thinking, then rang her to ask if she'd be game for performing a play on stage when she was 7.5 months gone. She said yes. The stage play became a radio play, and that's why we're about to hear one of the youngest voices ever broadcast.
This is my story, and you're very lucky to be listening to it, because I am, as it happens, the most important person in the whole wide world. Though actually, I'm not technically in the wide world yet. I'm still tucked away in this nice, cosy little womb.
Felicity Goodson in A Womb with a View, a monologue for two, written by Simon Brett, with music by Sarah Travis.
You'll never guess what. I'm pregnant. I know, Mum. Isn't it brilliant? Well, you just love being a grandmother.
Well, a very young-looking grandmother.
Yes, of course.
What? Not necessarily. Well, the fact there's a baby on the way doesn't make any difference to whether John and I get married, does it? Yes. Well, all right. That's your point of view. No, we haven't thought about names yet at all. Yes, I know Uncle Reginald's very rich. But I'm not going to lumber any child of mine with a name like that just on the off chance. Mum, I must dash. No, I'm feeling fine. A bit queasy every now and then, but... Mum, I'd love to hear all about your morning sickness, but another time, OK?
Yes, it's great news, isn't it?
Bye.
Oh, dear. I suppose I'll have to do John's mother, too. The worst mother-in-law since records began. And we aren't even married. I need a ciggy to give me strength.
Oh, damn! No! I can't! You'd better be a bloody special baby to deprive me of my ciggies. John's mother... she can say to me after all. Oh, no, better not think about that. Mrs. Smith? It's me. That's right. Yes. Look, I don't know if you've heard from John yet. What? He never tells you anything. Ah, right. Well, the fact is, he and I, that is to say, I, we're pregnant. No, it's all right. We're meant to be. It wasn't an accident. I mean, we're very happy about it. Just as I'm sure you're very happy about it, aren't you? I mean, the thought of you being a grandmother? Yes, of course, Mrs. Smith. I'm a very young-looking grandmother. What? Not necessarily. Well, the fact there's a baby on the way doesn't make any difference to whether John and I get married, does it? Yes. Well, all right. That's your point of view. No, we haven't thought about names at all yet. Really? Family name, is it? I don't know. I think we'd be inclined to wait until the baby's born, and then if it looks like a Gertrude, we'll call it Gertrude. Look, I'm sorry, Mrs. Smith, I must dash. Well, a bit queasy every now and then, but... Oh, really? Every morning for 3.5 months. I'm sorry. I've got to go. Yes, thank you. I will. Bye. Don't worry, baby. I promise you we'll never call you Gertrude. And particularly not if you're a boy. Oh, Sue! Sue? It's me! Or rather, it's me and a friend. No, not John. My friend is at this moment inside me. Don't be disgusting, Sue. What I'm trying to say is, I'm pregnant! Yeah, isn't it? Oh, about 7 weeks, nearly 2 months. No, I haven't seen the doctor yet, but the kit from Boots cannot tell a lie. Oh, no, good heavens, no. I'm going to work up to the last possible moment. Well, pretty yucky in the mornings, but and there are one or two things that set me off. You know, if I see raw meat or fish on a slab, or even think about them, actually, I feel a bit kind of... I'm sorry, Sue, I'm just going to have to... About, you know, don't say it. No, actually, as I said, I'm pretty good, really. Oh, I'll go on working for a long time yet. Just because I'm pregnant, I'm not going to let it change anything. No. And when the baby's born, it'll have to fit in with our routine and not the other way around. What? Meeting for a drink later? Yes, I know we usually do, Sue, but, I've actually gone off alcohol a bit at the moment, and the thought of sitting in a crowded, smoky pub...
Also, I'm feeling a bit tired, so,
if you don't mind,
Yeah,
do it next week.
Talk to you soon. Bye!
Well, I suppose I could just lie down for 10 minutes. Not go to sleep, of course, but... This book on pregnancy does say that a mother-to-be should rest whenever she gets the opportunity. So, it's like following doctor's orders, really. Oh. You see, little baby? You can sleep as long as you want to, whenever you want to. But mummies can't.
Mummies have things to do. Mummies can't just go off to sleep the minute they get back from work.
Hello! It's me! As I said, the most important person in the whole wide world. Is anybody out there? Pretty funny and dark in here. Ooh, kind of squelchy, too. But listen, don't anyone try to ignore me, because I'm very much here. Just remember, I'm an embryo with attitude. This is a womb with a view.
Oh, God. I feel knackered. Still, things I have to do. Shopping. John won't be very amused if he doesn't get any supper tonight. Won't be meat or fish, though. No. Mustn't even think about it. For a little while, John may have to give up meat, amongst other things. Still, I think I'm up to looking at vegetables, except for Brussels sprouts. And that's nothing to do with being pregnant. It's just because they're, Brussels sprouts. Oh no! Not Brussels sprouts!
Ooh, the power, the power! Already I've colonized her body completely. Okay, maybe I am only 2.2 centimeters long, but already I've got her twisted round my little finger! Well, I would have, but actually my fingers haven't developed yet. But I'm developing at an incredible speed, you know. No proper fingers, maybe, but only a couple of days ago,
I got nostrils! Wow! What a blast! I can't stuff anything up them yet, but I will be able to one day. So, that's something to look forward to. That, and continuing to wreak havoc on my mother's body and social life!
John, it's me. I just wanted to say sorry about this morning. Well, and last night, actually. Of course it's not that I don't love you. I don't think I've gone off sex, either. It's just that, given all the other things I've got to think about, or keeping going at work and all that, well, sex has rather maybe slipped down my list of priorities a little. Basically, I'm just so tired all the time. The minute I get into bed, all I want to do is go to sleep. You noticed? Right. And then this morning, well, because I got the morning off work, I sort of fancied a lie-in. Obviously, I'm thinking a lot about the baby, and I'm sorry if your nose is out of joint. What do you mean it's not your nose that... Don't be crude, John. What? Oh, I'm just making a sandwich, that's all. Look, I promise I'll make it up to you tonight, so long as I'm awake. No, tonight you're definitely in with a chance, if you're home before 8:30. Things will settle down, don't worry. I've got my 13-week scan coming soon, it'll be all right. Listen, I'll cook you something nice tonight, promise. Well, promise if you're back before 7:30. Might even be meat. No, I'm not feeling sick at the moment. Just ravenously hungry. What? Cravings? John, don't be ridiculous. That's just an old wife's tale. What? Oh, just a sardine and marmalade sandwich. Okay, love. But, John, don't worry. This morning was just a never-to-be-repeated, once-in-a-lifetime blip. Yeah, well, so was last night. I'm never going to let the fact that I'm having a baby or that I've got a baby affect our sex life. There'll be a third person in our lives, but you won't be neglected at all, darling. I promise. Bye. Love you. Love you. Yes, of course I do.
I'm never going to let the fact that I'm having a baby affect our sex life. Talk about a challenge! I tell you, Mumsy, given the way I plan to disrupt your sleep patterns, for the next few years, the only thing you'll want to do when you get into bed is sleep. And sex during pregnancy? I know the doctors say it's fine and have as much as you want, but I'll be the judge of how much that much is, all right? Anyway, in a few months, unless poor old John puts in a bit of a practice with a round-the-world balloon, he won't be able to get anywhere near you.
Oh, I know what I'll do. The ultimate indulgence. I'll have my sardine and marmalade sandwich in the bath.
To and fro, to and fro. It's really boring in here, you know. To and fro, to and fro. Maybe if I kicked on the side, someone would hear me and come and let me out. One, two, three, big kick. Oh, nothing. Not a sausage. I don't think anyone heard that or felt it. I'm too little, you see. I have grown, but I'm still only 6.5 centimetres long. That's not very big, is it? I mean, if a fisherman caught me, he'd definitely throw me back. To and fro, to and fro. Do, 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 do.
John! Hi, it's me. I've just come back from the hospital.
Everything's fine. Everything's exactly where it should be. Yes, the nurse scanned all over my stomach.
She certainly did, bloody cheek. I was never consulted, was I? In future, viewing of this womb will be by invitation only.
And I heard our baby's heartbeat, and I saw our baby squiggling about like mad. No, it was on the ultrasound, you idiot. You watch it on this screen. John, ours is the most beautiful baby there ever was in the whole wide world.
An extremely perceptive woman, my mother.
No, the doctor was very friendly. He didn't say anything nasty to me at all.
You liar! He called you an elderly prima gravida.
As I say, everything's fine. Don't worry. What? Oh, do you really think I should? I'll just get hours and hours of what your mother went through when she was expecting you. All right, I'll do it. See you later. Bye. Mrs. Smith, I've just had my scan.
Scan? You were lucky. We didn't have such luxuries as scans when I was expecting John. Oh, no! For us, it was feet up in stirrups and the prospect of forceps.
Hello, Mrs. Smith. Yes, it's me. I just rang to let you know. No, Mrs. Smith, John and I haven't thought any more about whether we're going to get married or not. Yes, I do realise I'm expecting a baby. I'm quite perceptive about things like that, you know. What I wanted to tell you was... No, we haven't thought any more about names, actually. No. John never even mentioned he had a great-uncle Gervaise.
If you're planning to call me Gervaise, I'm not coming out.
What I actually wanted to tell you is that I've just had my 13-week scan and... Oh, really, Mrs. Smith? You had a show, did you? Yes, well, my baby's had to stay in bed for 6 weeks, did you? My doctor's... Yes, I do know what constipation is. I don't think I have to know all the details. Really? That long? Really? 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 Really?
I've now got my very own private flotation tank. Very swish. Yes, I'm surrounded by all this amniotic fluid. And I can just swoosh to and fro, very luxurious, to and fro. Mind you, it's not very interesting. Maybe I can liven things up by trying some more elaborate movements. My very own synchronized swimming routine. That'll be good. Maybe some kind of complicated pirouette or... What? Oh, I've just noticed something. I thought I was free-floating down here, but I'm not. I seem to be moored to the side by this kind of rope thing. Well, that's going to cram my style a bit when it comes to the old amniotic aerobics. Oh, well. Never mind. Not much I can do about it. Here we go again. To and fro. God, this is so boring.
Oh, I feel wonderful today. I can't even remember what it felt like to be sick. I just feel so full of, I don't know, health and energy and fitness and hope and baby. Oh, I'm going to love you so much when you arrive. And you're going to love me too, aren't you?
Yes, of course I will. But I won't keep telling you all the time. Or any of the time come to that. I've got my professional pride, you know. And I fully realise that emotional blackmail, apparently withholding my love, is going to be one of my best negotiating counters. So, yes, of course I'll love you, Mum. Just never expect me to behave like I do.
I saw this collection of nursery rhymes and lullabies in a bookshop. Couldn't resist it. Oh, yes. Rock
Goodbye, baby, on the treetop. When the wind blows, the cradle will rock. When the bough breaks, the cradle will fall. Down will come baby, cradle and all.
What? You think you're qualified to have a baby and you're planning to put my cradle at the top of a tree? Not only that, but on a tree whose bough you seem pretty confident is going to break. What is this? I demand to be put on the at-risk register as soon as possible. No! Even better, I demand an immediate womb transfer.
Now, let's have a look. Hush, little baby, don't say a word. Mama's gonna buy you a mockingbird. If that mockingbird don't sing, Mama's gonna buy you a diamond ring.
Ah, now, that's considerably better. I'll put a hold on that request for a womb transfer. Actually, you needn't bother with the mockingbird. Let's just assume it can't sing and cut straight to the diamond ring, okay?
What else have we got here? Golden slumbers kiss your eyes. Smiles awake you when you rise. Sleep, pretty darling, do not cry, and I will sing a lullaby.
Now, that's very nice. Very nice indeed. Could quite get a taste for these lullabies, you know. Ah, nice and snug in here. Very cozy. Oh, it's lovely, isn't it? Just slipping off to sleep and your limbs slowly untwitching.
I don't believe it. I felt something. I felt the baby move. Oh, a definite twitch inside. Oh, my little baby. You've taken your first twitch. You know what you're doing, my little darling. You're quickening.
I always thought I was too fast in the first place. Da-dum, da-dum, dum-dum. Oi, you put your right leg in, your right leg out. In, out, you make it all about. You do the funky business and you turn about. That's what it's all about. Oh, the funky fetus. Oh, the funky fetus. Oh, the funky fetus. That's what it's all about.
I went to buy some clothes today. God, that was dispiriting. I thought I could still buy ordinary things just a size or two bigger. The shop assistant soon took away that little illusion.
I think, she said, this style was really designed to show off a flat stomach.
Needless to say, hers was like an ironing board. Neat, pointy little breasts and a bum as tight as a pair of nectarines. Cow.
Perhaps, she said, you might find something more suitable in the maternity department.
But a tone of voice suggested she was really saying,
perhaps you ought to try somewhere that specialises in marquees.
It was strange in the shops, though. Now I'm so big. Perfect strangers come up in the street to stroke my belly, as if I don't exist, and the only important thing about me is the baby in my womb.
Now you're beginning to get the idea.
Interesting, though, thinking of the different ways of giving birth. That's why I bought this book. It's called Alternative Approaches to Childbirth.
Oh, get alternative approaches. I'm planning to come out the same place everyone else comes out.
I mean, perhaps I should have the baby in a birthing pool.
Nor am I proposing to make my grand entrance into this world in a skip full of warm water in your garage.
The really important thing is that the birth should be completely natural.
I would have thought that decision was rather up to me.
Just deep, controlled breathing. No drugs, No injections.
That's what you think. Give me a couple of hours and I'll have you screaming for an epidural.
Oh, dear. I'd better go and put one of these dreadful garments on. Just hope no one mistakes me for the Millennium Dome. Still, never mind. It's not for long. I'll soon be wearing nice clothes again. The minute I've had the baby, I'll get my figure back. Straight away. In fact, I'll look exactly the way I always did, but with one new, beautiful accessory. My baby.
Oh, almost makes you want to weep, doesn't it? She's got it all so wrong. The harsh fact is, she'll never really get her figure back. In the future, those hips are always going to look like childbearing hips. Then, of course, stretch marks. I'm afraid no amount of cream or exercise works. Nothing works. Oh, no. Stretch marks are forever. Oh, yes, Mumsy. That unblemished and unpuckered stomach of yours will have little silver fish round it for all the rest of your life. No one who gives birth to me is going to be allowed to forget it.
I'm in a very bad way. I've just experienced another humiliation. I bought a nursing bra. My God! It's clearly some spin-off from the cricket pad manufacturing industry. And I found a few more books about pregnancy and childcare and parenting.
Parenting? Oh, I hate that word. Anyway, they're going to be single parents, aren't they? You realise what that'll make me? Yes. I mean, while I firmly intend to behave like a little bastard, I don't actually want to be one.
It's funny going out shopping on a Saturday. You see all these mums and babies and you think, good heavens, soon I'll have one just like them.
Just like them? Well, I can assure you that your baby will be far superior to that little one.
Except, of course, my baby will be a lot more beautiful.
And a lot cleverer.
And a lot cleverer.
Thank you. That's more like it.
John keeps saying he's going to start decorating the baby's room. But, needless to say, no sign of action yet. So, I thought if I got some wallpaper samples, it might spur him on. Now, let's have a look. We're going to make your room lovely for you, my little one. Now, what's it to be?
I don't care what you choose. My only demand is, please, nothing with rabbits on it.
Just the thing. Rabbits!
My dear, you just have to be joking. I often wonder who this woman carrying me around actually is. I wonder if she's royal.
I quite fancy being born into the royal family.
Yes, I think I fit in very well with that lot. I live under 24-hour guard in a little world of my own. I'm totally out of touch and I'm utterly selfish. Yes, I should be royal. I know what I'll do. I'll practice my regal wave.
Oh, you little sod. What the hell are you doing down there?
I feel dreadful. I finished work a week ago and last night went out for a few drinks with the girls to celebrate. Bad idea. God, I feel dreadful.
You feel dreadful? What about me? This is the first hangover I've had. At least you've only got yourself to blame for the way you feel. How much choice did I have in the matter? And you're planning to be a parent. Did you know it was against the law to be drunk in charge of a baby?
Never mind. I'll never do it again.
Might be harmful to the baby.
Oh, easy to be wise after the event.
Ooh, I've got dreadful heartburn too.
Well, let that be a lesson to you. I hope you'll have more consideration for me in future. And if you don't, you'll get more heartburn. I may even be forced to increase your level of constipation. And if you give me any more trouble after that, remember, I've got something else up my sleeve. Piles!
Still, last night was fun. I did enjoy myself.
That's not the point. I didn't enjoy myself. You've got your priorities completely the wrong way round, young lady.
But from now on, I'm going to devote all my energies to you.
Oh, well, maybe not completely the wrong way round.
I've just read this really interesting book about prenatal influences. How the baby is actually surprisingly aware of things that are happening outside the womb. For instance, music. Apparently, a baby's musical tastes can be developed prenatally. Well, nothing's too good for my baby.
That's more like it. All right. You're forgiven. I get to have a little doze now. Please, do not disturb.
Mozart! Now, I know I've got a CD here somewhere. Ah, here we are. Great. What possible better introduction to the world of music could there be than a quick burst of Eine kleine Nachtmusik? Right. Now, just plug in the headphones, then clamp them over my stomach like so, and switch on.
Maybe the people next door are having a party. Actually, that's something I never thought about before. Are there people next door? I've always rather assumed that the womb I'm in is a kind of one-off, the only one my mother's got. But maybe there are lots of them. Maybe I'm on the 17th floor of a high-rise block of wombs. Blimey, if I am, it's not going to be much fun getting out. I hope the lift's working. This noise is dreadful. Perhaps if I bang on the walls, they'll turn it down a bit.
Oh! Baby likes it! Still, the book says one should introduce the music gradually. So that's probably enough lovely Mozart for your first taste. There. You enjoyed that, didn't you?
No, I bloody didn't. I tell you, when I get out of here, whatever musical tastes I develop, there's no way I'll ever listen to rubbish like that.
So you see, if you turn out to be a great composer in later life, it won't be just coincidence. It'll be because of all that lovely Mozart I've played you. I've ensured that the only prenatal cultural influences you had are beautiful ones.
Oh, no, you haven't. Since you stopped work, my biggest prenatal cultural influences are all those Australian soaps you keep watching. Neighbours, doopy 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 neighbours.
The important thing is that I'm not going to let having a baby change my life in any way. I will be the one in charge. Oh, and I better check my suitcase again. Right. In here, I've got everything I'm going to need for the hospital. I've checked it all off against the list they gave me. Toothbrush, soap, flannel, towels, nighties, industrial strength panty liners, nursing bra. The important thing is, when anything happens, I mustn't forget the case. Oh, dear. Look at this place. It's getting terribly cluttered in here.
You think you've got problems?
It's just so cramped in this room.
It's just so cramped in this womb. And I seem to have got stuck in a peculiar position with my head down. I wish there was some way out.
John? Hello? Oh, not too bad. Pretty uncomfortable, but... No, don't worry, love, I'm fine. Look, the baby's not due for another fortnight. And I'm sure no child of ours would be so uncivilised as to arrive on the weekend when you're at a conference in Doncaster.
Is that a challenge or what?
Yes. I know my parents are away this weekend, but don't worry. Yes, of course. I could phone your mother. I promise if anything happens, she'll be the first person I ring. But don't worry, nothing's going to happen.
Do you want to put money on that?
I'll be fine. See you Monday. Love you too. Why?
God, this is boring. Honestly, 9 months down here make the life of an average goldfish appear packed with incident. Why are we waiting? Why? Why are we waiting? Why?
Still, this isn't getting the baby bathed, or indeed the baby born. What this room needs is a proper spring clean.
I wonder what she's like, my mum. It'd be quite interesting, actually, to see the face of the woman who's been my mobile home for the last 9 months.
God, this floor's disgusting. Need a dustpan and brush. Now, let's get rid of some of this muck.
Talk about uncomfortable, though. I can't stand this much longer. Something's got to give. Maybe if I start putting some pressure on down here.
Good heavens. Can't understand why this rug's wet. I haven't spilled any. Oh, my God. The waters! Oh, that was a contraction. Oh, no. It started. The stopwatch. Where the hell have I put the stopwatch? Another contraction. How long was that after the first one? Where's the bloody stopwatch? And my case. I must forget my case. And a taxi. And the stopwatch. And I need a towel to mop myself up. Oh, Lord. Cab first. I must get a cab. Where's the phone? It's not on the stand. Must be somewhere on the bed. Oh, where's the bloody phone? Where the hell is it? Oh, thank God. Oh, what is it at the end? 2-3 or 3-2. Hello? Who is that? The local primary school? No, I think that is a bit premature. Hello? I'd like a taxi, please, at 4A Grenville Road, to go to the maternity hospital. Yes? Well, fairly soon, yes. No, I'm sure it's always difficult with the school runs, but maybe in the next hour or so you could... Get here bloody immediately! I'm having a baby! Now, deep breathing. That's the answer. Deep breathing.
That won't help, Mumsy. I'm afraid whatever you do, it's going to hurt.
I'm quite enjoying all this pushing, actually.
Maybe I'll play rugby later. If, of course, I'm a boy.
After 9 very confusing months, soon I'll know what sex I am. That's the most exciting bit of all, as far as I'm concerned.
Where's the stopwatch? Where's the bloody stopwatch? Thank God. The taxi. All right. I'm coming.
You've forgotten your suitcase.
I forgot the suitcase. Oh.
This is a big moment in my life.
Certainly is. The last moment you'll have a life. Oh, yes. Now we're about to see who's really in charge. And let me tell you. No contest!
In A Womb with a View, A Monologue for Two, Felicity Goodson played the mother-to-be and the embryo, as well as singing the musical Lynx. The music was composed and played by Sarah Travis with Graham Dare on drums. A Womb with a View was adapted from his stage play and directed by Simon Brett.
But the most important person in it was me! Ugh.